I'm WBEZ reporter Mariah Wolfel, and we've been asking you to share essays about how this past pandemic year has impacted your life. Here's one from 9-year-old Ellis Curry.
The name of my essay is A Year Filled with Stress and Gratitude. This year has almost felt like a very bad dream, and you want to wake up. Whenever I see the pile of masks in my kitchen, I always want to cry. Most of the time, I don't, because I know soon it will be over. But whenever I think it will be over, I think, when? When will it be over? I miss seeing my grandparents. I can't travel to Iowa to go see my grandparents, and I can't bake with my grandma in Chicago. I took it for granted, and after living through this tough year, I won't ever take it for granted again. After COVID, I will be more grateful for sleepovers with my friends. I have also realized that I will be so grateful to give hugs to anyone. When this is all over, I will finally be able to see that pile of masks and sigh with relief because all of that chaos, sadness, and stress will be over. On the bright side, I can still do many things. I can still go to the parks with my friends, and I can still do Zoom dinners with my grandparents. Most of all, I am more grateful for my family and friends than anything in the whole world. They have all gotten me through this difficult year and have shown me that as long as we have each other, we can get through anything.
That was 9-year-old Chicagoan Ellis Curry reading her essay about the impact COVID-19 has had on her life.